HeidiTown.com, Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown.com, the place for festival, event, and Colorado travel information. The average American spends a lot on Halloween, and by looking around HeidiTown, I can see this is true. A ghostly figure is floating in my next-door neighbor's front yard, and it seems nearly every porch is decorated with a pumpkin or two. Aside from trick-or-treating, haunted houses, corn mazes, and costume parties, what else is there to do in Colorado for Halloween? Well, I've come up with a couple things you might want to consider, especially if you're a scaredy cat like me and prefer something less frightening than brain-eating zombies. Although, if you are into brains, don't forget that Zombie Fest is this Saturday, October 20th, in downtown Fort Collins. So enough about brains, let's move on to trains. I think this topic is so good, I may actually turn it into an entire blog post on HeidiTown. There are several Halloween-themed train rides you might enjoy, including several trick-or-treat trains. The Royal Gorge Route Railroad has a trick-or-treat train that departs on October 27th and 28th. Go to royalgorgeroute.com for details. The Colorado Railroad Museum in Golden also has a trick-or-treat train. You can find them online at coloradorailroadmuseum.org. Look under Special Events. There are two pumpkin-themed train rides to choose from. First, the Durango-Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad has the Great Pumpkin Patch Express. I've written about this particular Peanuts-related train ride before on HeidiTown. If your kids would rather hang out with Snoopy this Halloween than ghosts and goblins, check out this ride at durangotrain.com. The Pumpkin Patch train pulls out of Alamosa, Colorado on October 27th. It's the Rio Grande Scenic Railroad, and you can find them online at coloradotrain.com. Another fun, alternative Halloween activity is taking in a murder mystery dinner. There are only a few to choose from, although I'm hearing of more and more popping up. For instance, Sophia's Bistro in Loveland just hosted their first murder mystery dinner, and it was a success, so they plan to host more in the future. The Adams Mystery Playhouse in Denver has been serving up murders and meals for quite some time and has developed a good reputation as the place to enjoy a little homicidal mayhem with your dinner. They have afternoon kid shows, family shows, and more. Browse all their offerings at adamsmysteryplayhouse.com. Here in Fort Collins, you can experience the Dinner Detective at the Midtown Art Center every Saturday night. I've been to a Dinner Detective show before and have written about it on HeidiTown. These are fun whodunit productions where the audience becomes part of the show. For an outing you'll never forget, check out The Dinner Detective at Midtown at adinnertheater.com. Lastly, as you know, I'm always on the lookout for something different and interesting, and this event falls into that category. On October 19th and 20th, and the 26th and 27th, it's Victorian Horrors, Tales from the Sea at the Molly Brown House. This is a rare chance to explore this museum at night. These evenings will feature dramatic readings from Victorian authors' tales, which will evoke terror in the hearts of the listeners. If you want an old-fashioned and historic kind of fright, go to mollybrown.org for more information. That's all the time I have for this week. If you haven't already, please join the town's block party at facebook.com/HeidiTown.com/FB. You can also follow me on Twitter at HeidiTown or circle the town on Google+. And don't forget to check out HeidiTown.com. Recent posts include a review of A Day in Pompeii, the new exhibit at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, a guest post entitled The Top 5 Holiday Venues in Colorado, and a post will soon be written about my recent trip to Steamboat Springs. Until next week, I will see you in HeidiTown.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.